And I have done four or five other projects in the past, over the last 15 years, doing this, but not quite with scientists of this international status before. So it's quite a coup, really, to bring so many different points of view and so many different stakeholders together. It's been an important thing for us to bring the project back to its heartland. You know, Long Reach is the heartland of the desert channels. As we said during the speeches, if it weren't for the support of community and the involvement of community, a book like this wouldn't have occurred. And we felt it was really important to return it to the people who had inspired it, and to celebrate with all of the local contributors who had participated in the book too.
And as an artist then, this particularly unique part of the world, what is it in the landscape or in the colours or in the people even that inspires you as an artist?
Well, my work is about the landscape studies, and I use found and natural pigments. So I use red sand, I use red ochre, well, I use red ruddles, I don't use real ochres, as in sacred Aboriginal ochres, I wouldn't use those. I use coloured gravels, which I grind down with my mortar and pestle. So I use the pigments from the landscape to really give a feel of that place and to capture some of that the local colour. There are a whole lot of things that you probably wouldn't capture in a photograph, texture, the sort of light and so on in the same sort of way. And also in a painting you can select and exaggerate aspects of the landscape. So, I mean, I sort of find this landscape incredibly diverse and incredibly beautiful. You know, it's not a landscape that's been painted a lot, and it's not really in the national psyche, and I really wanted to try and achieve that.